And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 24th of March, 2007. It's the birthday of Houdini, Harry Houdini, born in Budapest, 1874. Family emigrated to the United States when he was just a baby, lived in Appleton, Wisconsin. Started working as a circus acrobat when he was a teenager, and then he did all kinds of magic. Then he developed an interest in picking locks, and that led to a trick in which he escaped from a pair of handcuffs. He would escape from straitjackets and jails and coffins and trunks and steel containers and glass boxes filled with water. In one trick, he leaped from a bridge wrapped in chains, and he had to escape before he drowned. Harry Houdini said, "The easiest way to attract a crowd is to let it be known that at a given time and a given place, someone is going to attempt something that, in the event of failure, will result in sudden death." It's the birthday of the poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti, born in Yonkers, New York, 1919. His father died 5 months before the boy was born. His mother was so devastated, she had to be committed to the state mental hospital. The boy was sent to live with his aunt in France. Didn't learn English until he was 5 when he came back to America. And whereas a teenager, he was inspired by a copy of Baudelaire and became interested in poetry and literature. Served in World War II, then moved to San Francisco, where he opened City Lights Bookstore and started publishing poetry, the Pocket Poets series, poetry books small enough to slip into your pocket. The fourth book to come out in the Pocket Poets series was Allen Ginsberg's Howl and Other Poems, September 1956. Which was seized by U.S. customs officials, and Lawrence Ferlinghetti was charged with printing and selling lewd and indecent material. He won the case, and all of the publicity made Howl into a bestseller. A couple of years later, Ferlinghetti published his own collection, A Coney Island of the Mind, which went through 28 printings, sold 700,000 copies in this country alone. 10 years later, it was the best-selling book ever published by a living American poet. Lawrence Ferlinghetti, one of the few poets who has never held a job at a university, never got government funding, and never won a Pulitzer. And his bookstore, City Lights, still going strong, one of the only bookstores that is also a destination on a tour bus route. And it was on this day in 1955 at the Marasco Theater in New York, Tennessee Williams' play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof opened on Broadway. The story of the 65th birthday party for Big Daddy at his plantation house in the Delta. Big Daddy is terminally ill with cancer. The family worried about his son Brick struggling with alcoholism and his wife Maggie, who's trying to revive their marriage. It was one of Williams' most successful plays, ran for 694 performances, and won him the Pulitzer Prize. Here's a poem for today by Lawrence Ferlinghetti entitled Retired Ballerinas, Central Park West. Retired ballerinas on winter afternoons walking their dogs in Central Park West, or their cats on leashes, the cats themselves, old high-wire artists. The ballerinas leap and pirouette through Columbus Circle, while winos on park benches laid back like drunken Goodenoughs hear the taxis trumpet together, the horsemen of the apocalypse in the dusk of the gods. It is the final witching hour when swains are full of swan songs and all return through the dark dusk to their bright cells in glass high-rises or sit down to oval cigarettes and cakes in the Russian tea room or climb 4 flights to back rooms in West Side brownstones where faded playbill photos fall peeling from their frames like last year's autumn leaves. Retired Ballerinas, Central Park West, Lawrence Ferlinghetti, from These Are My Rivers, published by New Directions and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Gift subscriptions are available at poetrymagazine.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.